It's our first camp casualty. Week 3 of preseason begins, and one Grizzly career ends. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
With the 25th pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Tony Roten Jr. from the University of Washington.
Don't let your Tony Roten Jr. is the kind of guy we could be saying in a few years, how did he last to pick 25?
Tony Roten at 6'6", tremendous size for a point guard. No look, Durrell for the dunk, and Tony Roten pounds his chest, and why not?
I think he's got a chance to be very good. He's got to improve his decisions and his work ethic, though.
Strong. Whew, okay. All right. I got to do this. Here we go. Oh, boy. I knew this was going to come and shut down the waterworks. Tony Roten's gone, guys. All the Roten fans out there, I don't know what to tell you. What a run. What a run. They say you can't come home again. Turns out they're probably right. Tony Roten's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Cut, waived from the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies have a new player in, but he's not Tony Roten. So I expect to be flooded with a lot of emotional response. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I'm Peter Edmiston, by the way. I don't even think in the midst of my emotional discussion that I even introduced myself, and I'm so sorry about that. I am Peter Edmiston, host of this lovely podcast, also contributor for the Commercial Appeal covering the Grizzlies, and also co-host of Wolo and Peter in the Mornings on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM here in Memphis. Just send me the notes of condolence at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. I know you guys have been dealing with this all weekend, quite frankly, and so I hate to bum you out on a Monday to talk about it again, but Tony Roten has been cut by the Grizzlies. His brand of what is it that he does? All right, let me think about that for a second. But his brand is gone, and in his place is a gentleman who immediately takes the mantle of the third best Vince on the Memphis Grizzlies. That is Vince Hunter, former UTEP sensation in Grizzly Summer League, contributor slash occasional. I think he started one game in Summer League. He is a big, and that will be, I guess, important for the next few days anyway. But Vince Hunter coming in, you may ask yourself, who are the other Vinces? Well, you know, number one is obviously Vince Carter. Number two is Vince Ford, who is the team facilities manager for the Grizzlies and is an unfailingly pleasant and really genuinely awesome guy. Every time I see Vince Ford, you will see him in the background of the games all the time. He's always friendly, always got a smile on his face, seems extremely happy to be there. So Vince Hunter, you start behind those two guys. But let's see what Vince can do. And, you know, clearly this was a case of, number one, Tony Roten, not great. Number two, Vince Hunter, a big, which means that what we saw in preseason game number two, where at the end of a ridiculous second half, even by preseason standards, a half of awful basketball, a half of basketball that was very similar to the presidential debate we saw on Sunday, just an atrocity all the way around. At the end of that thing, you saw, you know, two guys in Jamichael Green and Brandon Wright. One guy's going to be a starter. The other guy is going to be a key contributor off the bench. They were playing at the end of that game because the Grizzlies just didn't have enough bigs to fill out the quota. Well, now you add Vince Hunter to the mix. At least you've got a guy that can soak up some of those minutes in preseason and try to impress. He's not going to make the team. He's probably not even going to be part of the Iowa Energy or anything like that. But it's a good chance for him to come out and get a little bit of exposure. And it's a chance for the Grizzlies to make sure that nobody got hurt. Because, God forbid, if something had happened at the end of that game to Jamichael Green or Brandon Wright at the end of that thing, what a total disaster that would have been. So, proactive. Grizzlies already carrying the maximum 20 guys. Had to cut somebody to make room for Vince Hunter. And that means that it's it for Tony Roten. I have had a lot of you ask me one question more than any other so far in this preseason, and that has been, will DJ Steffens make this team? A lot of former Tiger fans would love to see it. A lot of Grizzly fans would love to see it because the guy has been an absolute bundle of energy, doing all the right things out there. But can he actually make the 15-man regular season roster? And my answer is still no. I don't think so. But I do think that he's making it as difficult as possible to cut him. You know, the Grizzlies already have 15 guaranteed contracts, so it makes it very tricky for them to do much of anything when it comes to those contracts. That's just not something that they can really do a whole lot about. But he's at least giving them something to think about. You know, would they cut Jordan Adams, for example? Would they consider him a lost cause? Now, I know internally they are trying to put the best picture on this thing with regard to Jordan Adams in hopes that maybe at some point he is back doing something later on, way, way, way towards the end of the year. He's still got a long way to go in his rehab. I don't see it, and I'm not sure that they pick up his option. I'm probably 60-40 to say that they would pick it up just simply out of, you know, you've got 1 year left. It's not that expensive in the scheme of things. I mean, they are bumped up relatively close to the tax line, so I guess it would depend on what the projected numbers would be. But I still think that they probably would pick it up just out of precaution. You don't want to, you know, cut bait unless you absolutely have to. But that said, DJ Steffens, you know, his play has been pretty good. And it's at least good enough to make you really think. Now, again, the most likely thing is that he ends up going down to the Iowa Energy. The Grizzlies do have the right to assign him to Iowa as one of their, quote, designated players. So they can keep an eye on him there. But if he's down there as a designated player, he is still fair game for any other team to go and take him if they like him. If they want to take him for themselves, they can do that. There's nothing the Grizzlies can do to stop that. So, barring any crazy changes, I don't think that he's done enough to force the Grizzlies to cut either Jordan Adams or, you know, I guess some have talked about the idea that Vince Carter's contract is only partially guaranteed. But I think Vince is slated right now. And I should say Vince Carter, not Vince Hunter, now that I have to make that differentiation. I think Vince Carter is still in David Fizdale's plans in a decent way and part of the rotation. And there's not a lot of guys, particularly if Chandler Parsons isn't healthy. How many guys do the Grizzlies have that are 6'8", 6'9", can pass the ball, have a little bit of handle, in theory have some shot, all those things that Vince Carter, now he doesn't do any of those things nearly as well as he used to and may not be able to do them again. And you have injuries and all these things that factor into it with Vince. I get that. But his skill set is something the Grizzlies still don't have. They are trying to get it, and their pick from last year, the 35th pick in the draft, Rade Zagorac, is playing very well for Megalex over in Europe and has done a nice job. He had a big game the other day, as a matter of fact. You may have seen it on my Twitter feed. I posted a link to the YouTube video. You can check out like full games of Megalex, if you are so inclined, if you want to be a real hardcore guy to watch Zagorac and what he can do. And that's what I did. And he's impressive. Kid's got size, can handle a ball a little bit, can play make a little bit, can shoot. So they like him. He'll be coming over, I would imagine, next year. His agent has already said the buyout should not be a problem. And since the Grizzlies, you know, barring a very unlikely outcome where they completely tank this season, they are not going to have their first-round pick next year. That will go to Denver. So Zagorac will kind of serve as the de facto first-round pick and the premier rookie going into next season. So all that kind of sums up, and just to kind of wrap it all up in a bow, no, I don't think DJ Steffens makes this team as of yet, but he's really played well. It's no reflection on him. It's just a reflection on the contract situation. I think he's improved his game to be a guy that could sniff around on a roster somewhere in the league as a, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th type guy. Now, one other question that also has come up, and I know Ron Tillery wrote about it over the weekend in the Commercial Appeal, about pace, about playing with pace. That was the rationale that you heard David Fizdale talk about, the reason why Zach Randolph, or one of the reasons why Zach Randolph is going to be coming off the bench to start the season, was pace. So I wanted to look at where's the pace right now for the Grizzlies in the preseason. Thus far, the Grizzlies are averaging just over 98 possessions per 48 minutes, which is, well, a little good news, bad news situation. The good news is that it is a decent bit faster than their pace last regular season, which was right around the 95 possessions mark. So you're talking about going up like, you know, 4 or 5% from that. Not a lot, but a little incremental increase. So that's a positive. Now, the downside is that that still puts them bottom five in the league in preseason pace so far. If you compare the rest of preseason and the rest of the teams, the Grizzlies are down towards the bottom still in that category. And I went back and looked at some previous years. And, for example, look at 2 years ago in the 2014-15 season. The Grizzlies in preseason had the exact same pace, 98 or so possessions per game, or per 48 minutes, excuse me, as they do now. That team in the regular season, though, dropped it off. Preseason pace is always faster than regular season pace. The games get sloppy. There tend to be a lot more turnovers, which means there's more possessions. The speed is naturally, and the pace is naturally just higher in preseason. So all of that is kind of meant to say we don't know yet, and it's still way early, not only because there have only been two preseason games and there will be fewer preseason games this year, but also just historically, pace is quicker in the preseason, and when you see things get into the regular season, everything kind of slows down. Will the Grizzlies slow down their pace in the regular season? Will they go back to a more grind-type situation? I think that very much remains to be seen. If David Fizdale has his way, they won't. But there is evidence, at least, that teams do tend to slow down once the regular season rolls around. That'll do it for this edition of Locked On Grizzlies for your Monday. Again, hit me up with questions, comments, feedback. We are still in the early days of the podcast, so I really appreciate all feedback as we try to make this thing bigger and better and as good as we possibly can. So hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Peter Edmiston for all of that. Please subscribe. Please leave reviews, especially positive ones. That would be great. That would help continue to get the exposure out for this podcast that we so desperately need. Back tomorrow with a preview of preseason game number 3. The process is in town. Joel Embiid is on the court. The Sixers come to town to take on the Grizzlies. An intriguing game for both teams in their development. So we'll talk about that in a good bit more on the pod. But until tomorrow, see ya.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.